We know one of the things that is really unique about a place like Augusta is not only that you get to come to this incredibly beautiful part of the country to study music that sprang from this part of the country in many instances, but the people who run this place have the foresight to bring in the very people who we have an opportunity to study with, and who are the very reasons that something like Augusta exists and that we are able to play this kind of music at all. And a number of the instructors and I were over supper the other night talking about our respective teachers and gurus in the traditional music field who, in the very recent past, some as recently as last Sunday, left us. They left us many, many things, but in body they left us. And I'd like to ask a number of my cohorts to come out here and join me. Michael Klein, Eileen Ivers, and Pete Sutherland. In the past year or so, there are many, many fine traditional players, some of whom we were not fortunate enough to know, but among the four of us here, we would like to take a few minutes to honor Maggie Hammonds and Tommy Jarrell, Martin Mulvihill, Elizabeth Cotton, and Currence Hammonds. And Florence Reese will contribute the first song.
Come all of you workers, good news to you I'll tell, how the good old union has come in here to dwell. Which side are you on? 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 Oh, they say in Harlan County there are no neutrals there. You'll either be a union man or a thug for J.H. Blair. Which side are you on? 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 My daddy was a miner, and I'm a miner's daughter, and I'll stick with the union through hell and high water. Which side are you on? Which side are you on? Tell me which side are you on? Don't scab for the bosses, don't listen to their lies. Us poor folks haven't got a chance unless we organize. Which side are you on? Which side are you on? Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
I like the frontier imagery that comes through the Hammonds family singing. They are a wild boar in these woods, dill-o-dee, dill-o-dee. They are a wild boar in these woods, dill-o-dee. They are a wild boar in these woods, he'll eat your meat and suck your blood. Come away, quaddle down, Kwanzaa, old. Well, Bangham made him a wooden gun, dill-o-dee, dill-o-dee. Bangham made him a wooden gun, dill-o-dee. Bangham made him a wooden gun to shoot that wild boar as he run. Come away, quaddle down, Kwanzaa, old. And Bangham got him a butcher knife, dill-o-dee, dill-o-dee. And Bangham got him a butcher knife, dill-o-dee. Bangham got him a butcher knife, and he swore to take that wild boar's life. Come away, quaddle down, Kwanzaa, old. And he tracked that wild boar to his den, dill-o-dee, dill-o-dee. He tracked that wild boar to his den, dill o'dee. He tracked that wild boar to his den, where he found the bones of 1,000 men. Come away, quaddle down, Quanzio. Well, he raised his horn up to his mouth, dill o'dee, dill o'dee. He raised his horn up to his mouth, dill o'dee. He raised his horn up to his mouth. First he blowed it east, then north and south. Come away, quaddle down, Quanzio. That wild boar came with such a dash, dill o'dee, dill o'dee. That wild boar come with such a dash, dill o'dee. That wild boar come with such a dash, it splintered hickory, oak, and ash. Come away, quaddle down, Quanzio. Then Bangham raised his wooden gun, dill o'dee, dill o'dee. And Bangham raised his wooden gun, dill o'dee. And Bangham raised his wooden gun, and he shot that wild boar as he run. Come away, quaddle down, Quanzio. And Bangham raised his butcher knife, dill o'dee, dill o'dee. And Bangham raised his butcher knife, dill o'dee. And Bangham raised his butcher knife, right there he took that wild hog's life. Come away, quaddle down, Quanzio.
Thank you. Jack of diamonds, Jack of diamonds, and I know you from old. You've robbed my poor pockets of silver and gold. I'll eat when I'm hungry, I'll drink when I'm dry. Get to feeling much better, gonna sprout wings and fly. Jack of diamonds, Jack of diamonds, and I know you from old. You robbed my poor pockets of silver and gold.
There's many classes who have students and instructors in them who have much to offer folks, and one of those people is one of the auto harp instructors, a woman by the name of Karen Mueller. Now the interesting thing about this Augusta is there's probably the greatest concentration of Bob Taylor auto harps in any one place at any one time. Karen, however, got hers legitimately. She won it. Last year she won it out at the National Auto Harp Competition out at the Walnut Valley Bluegrass Festival out in Winfield, Kansas. And you're not only going to hear some beautiful playing, but see an amazing auto harp. Please welcome Karen Mueller.
Thank you. Well, it's been a great week for auto harping. We've had over 30 incredibly dedicated students at it morning and afternoon and nighttime. I'm sure every other instrument had its thing, but we harpies kind of stick together. I'm going to do Merrily Kiss the Quaker.
I'm glad I played my auto harp before her. I'd like to bring out another person from the performance class. The performance class brought together all different kinds of people, people who were just interested in being able to get up in front of their first graders and sing songs without being overcome with fear of death on the spot, all the way to people who had all kinds of experience already in performing. Pat Humphreys and I met about 3 years ago when I was teaching a workshop at the Omega Institute up in Rhinebeck, New York. And she was taking a songwriting workshop, and as we say, down in Southwest Virginia, in the course of that week, she just came out of there. And she started writing some amazing songs, which have been recorded by people like Judy Small and Ronnie Gilbert and Kathy Fink and all kinds of different people. And now you're lucky enough to get to hear her. So please welcome from Lansing, Michigan, Pat Humphreys.
Thank you very much. First, I want to thank John for giving me a call a couple of months ago and saying, got this workshop happening down in West Virginia, and I think that it would suit your needs as a performer ready to take that first scary leap out into this uncertain future. It's been a wonderful week, and I have lots of wonderful memories and thoughts of good friends to take back to Michigan with me. And it's nice to spend such intense time where you get a chance to break down those walls between people and peek through the windows a little bit. This is a song that I wrote with Judy Small from Australia called Walls and Windows. Did you sing your children lullabies to calm their fears at night? Did you hold them gently till they went to sleep? Did you plant in them the seeds of hope for new and better lives? Did you make them promises you couldn't keep? And do you think of me as enemy, or could you call me friend? Or will we let our differences destroy us in the end? The wall that stands between us could be a window too. When I look into the mirror, I see you. And do you have sons who fight for peace the way I'm told mine do? Do they send you photographs from foreign lands? Do you chill to see the missiles, and do they haunt your dreams? Wonder who's the power, who's the hands? And do you think of me as enemy, or could you call me friend? Or will we let our differences destroy us in the end? The wall that stands between us could be a window too. When I look into the mirror, I see. See the day when walls of words and fear no longer stand between the truth and dreams. When walls of windows rise into the darkness and we dare to look into the mirror and see peace. And do you think of me as enemy, or could you call me friend? Destroy us in the end. The wall that stands between us could be a window. see you. When I look into the mirror, I see you. Thank you. Thank you.
Part of the reason that we musicians go to festivals is because, unlike other adults, we don't have conventions. And that's an opportunity for us to get together. That's why you see so many musicians just wandering into a place like Augusta, because they know that that's where their own kind is. In fact, I once heard a quote from someone, I won't tell from whom, who said that if you took the whole country on end, every loose musician would fall to Elkins. A lot of the Vancouver Folk Festival a couple of years ago, I ran into a friend of mine by the name of Kate Clinton, one of my favorite friends and storytellers. And she's what she describes as a feminist humorist, a fumerist. And at a party one night, she told me the following story, which I thought was such a great story that I decided it needed a song to go with it. And so, now Kate swore to me that this was a true story. And I swear to you that she swore to me it was a true story. One morning while reading the paper, in search of a new set of wheels, classifieds had a most curious ad in their listing of automobiles. Well, I read in suspicious amusement what seemed like a wild stroke of luck. Corvette Stingray, it said, low mileage, bright red, 83 model, $65. Now, I was used to my newspaper's typos. Still, I called up that number straightway. About that 83 vet, have you sold that thing yet? She said, no, you're my first call today. I said, there's been some mistake in the paper. They printed the price wrong somehow. Oh no, replied she, they got that from me. I said, don't sell that car, I'm leaving now. Her address was in a part of the city where I'd venture just one time or two, where the doctors, bank presidents, and lawyers are residents, and houses are massive and new. And as I turned up her half-mile driveway, there in the heat of the day, in the sunlight it gleamed, the car of my dreams just $65 away. Now the interior was done in white leather. It had a 587 V8. Gull wing span doors, Hurst four on the floor, and the 8-channel tape deck was great. Oh, there was chrome on the fenders, an aerodynamic design, a bar, a TV, and it was boggling to me that for $65, this was mine. Now, I expected that this woman was crazy to sell off this car at that price, but as we walked down the lane, she seemed perfectly sane. Well, she was charming and really quite nice. And she smiled in such great satisfaction as she handed me title and keys. I said, I've just gotta know why you've let this thing go. What's wrong with this car? Tell me, please. Now, folks, out in the lobby, on a table, got a brand new record with the last verse to this song on it. It'd be pretty tempting if it were true. Says she, I'll be 60 come Tuesday, and I've lived here with my husband Earl. Well, after 30 years wed, and without a word said, he left me for a young teenage girl. But with his credit cards left here behind him, oh, I knew that he couldn't get far. Last night from Florida, he sent a wire to me, said, I need money, dear, sell the car. I love that story. I can't help it. It's like a story I heard last summer in Canada. There's this guy who's, and every couple of years in Canada they have this thing called the Grand Lottery. This is the song I'm working on now, but the story is so great, I'm going to tell it to you anyway. This guy, there's this Grand Lottery, all right, in Canada. $3.5 million tax-free in one lump sum. Yeah, none of this wimpy $50,000 a year for the rest of your life. Or like in Iowa, it's $1 a year for 1 million years. This is the whole thing, you know? And the guy who's won this is a wheat farmer from out in Western Ontario. And this guy's never been to town before. And they fly him in a Learjet, and they're showing him all around Toronto, and they take him up to the Capitol steps, and they're presenting him this big, fat check. And I'm listening to this on the radio in a cab downtown Toronto. And the radio announcer is asking this guy the obvious question. You know, what are you going to do now that you got $3.5 million? And there's this long pause, and the guy says, you know, hey, I don't know. I think I'll just keep farming till the money's all gone. You don't know whether to laugh or cry, you know? Yeah, those true stories, they're the ones I like. Here's a true story. This is a very well-documented true story.